Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God is good. It's so fun. It's so fun to be a part of Global Minded Church. Amen. Love being in this together with you guys. Really, we are all in this together. The first part of the message that I'm going to do this morning is actually talk about the Malawi well. So Pastor Tom, thank you for your blurb. And I'm going to share just a little bit more details of what is happening. Those wells are being drilled right now. This weekend, they started, and two wells. So I'm going to give a testimony from each well. The first well is that Matanira well, and this well is going to serve 232 households. So a household of people is 5 to 7 people. So that's in between 1,160 to 1,624 people. So this is a video of this guy named Kantikiti Gondwe. He is the village headman, if you guys want to play that video. And I asked Elton, Bishop Elton, as he is filming, that he would kind of give us a little bit of the layout of the land. So this is the village headman's house. It's grass-thatched roof. And anyways, it's an amazing establishment. But this is some of the terrain that they live in. It's very deserty. And so a picture is an amazing vantage point for us. It's really important for us to see what is on the ground. He has a total of 8 people in his household.
A big problem now which you are facing with that water you are getting now.
He's interviewing
the water
him.
We are getting now is very far. It's about 5 kilometers.
5 kilometers. And 5 kilometers they go to get water. Let me know how many miles that is. 3.1. 3.1 one way to go get your water. We can't be complaining today, people. And that can be multiple times in a day. So that's a lot of walking with a huge amount of water on your head or in your hands. It takes a toll on your body. So one of the things that we asked them, how much time do you spend daily getting water? 2 hours plus. Where do you get your water from? In the rainy season, they get their water from a river. In the dry season, they get their water from a well with a pump, like the ones that we're installing. How will this new well site help you and your family? It will save time. It'll be able to build good houses with bricks, because bricks take a lot of water. Good farming, good health, and good families. Now, he's speaking as a village headman, so he can represent a lot of people on this. What is the new distance to this new well site from your home? It is less than 30 minutes. Come on, that is so cool. So how might you spend the additional time you will have in a day when you do not need to get water? I'm going to go to church. It's right, man. And work on other developments. So this is a picture of the village headman. So this well is going to serve 5 villages, and each one of these guys is the village leader of those villages. So the next well is Mahungwe well. It's going to serve 101 households. It's estimated at 500 to 700 people. And this is a testimony from Noel Mazembe. This is in their mother tongue. Chichewe? I don't know what they're saying. I have no idea what they're saying, but it's really good.
Acting Muhungwa. Panyinguya sono pari drawer in Jimikenge Mumuziwino.
Mukona. I just wanted you guys to hear the language. I love the way this language flows. Alright, you can kill it. Question was asked, how much time do you spend daily getting water? It takes 2+ hours for them. Where do you get your water from? Water's taken from Mebelele, well, during the dry season, and rivers during the rainy season. You know what it's like drinking from a river? Well, sometimes it's safe, and then sometimes it's not. How will this new well site help you and your family? This will help to have safe water, good health, and enough food. Come on, you guys. Who doesn't want that for your households? That is so cool. What is the new distance to this new well site from your home? 10 minutes. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. How might you spend the additional time you will have in a day when you do not need to get water? Enough time will be redeemed for house chores now, since it will only take 10 minutes. How do you think this new well will impact those around you? the whole village will enjoy good life because of the new well. You guys, this is so fun to be a part of this. This is only two of 333 household stories. The impact of clean water for one family is immense. These wells are currently being drilled right now, as we said, and once the dedication services happen, we're going to update you. This is our 10th well we have been able to be a part of since 2016, providing over 5,000 people with safe, clean, drinking water. Thank you, Jesus. That's amazing. God, you get all the glory. You know, I asked Bishop Elton, I said, so how many of the wells are still working? He goes, absolutely all of them, because they train each village that these wells go into, that the village has a committee of people who own those wells and maintain those wells. So the transfership to ownership is absolutely powerful. Now I'm going to get into the message. So the prophetic word today was crazy. Honestly, my wife came up to me and said, they preached your message. And it is so fun when God confirms a word. God is doing something. And I'm so grateful that his voice, so grateful for pastors. I need to get to the message because I know I'm going to go off. I know I'm going to go off. God help me not go off. A couple months ago, I went on a high mountain buck hunt with some friends, and it was quite a trip. I was impressed at all that went into the planning side for something like this. And it would take me way too long to talk about each area in detail, but I can tell you, we prepped for fitness, we prepped for food, water, fire, shelter, sleeping, firepower, footwear, fishing, navigation, communications, clothing for all weather, and worst case medical situations. And all of this gear and planning, it's crazy. It has to be thought through, organized, and sit on your back in a way that distributes as evenly as possible so that you don't damage something on the way in and the way out. And none of us were under 30, which means we need to plan in such a way that it would take us to our 60s. But we know 60s are young, right? That's right. Preach it. Yes, it's the new 30. All right. It's good. That doesn't count as my time. That's funny. We didn't shoot anything, but it was a very successful scouting trip, and we learned a ton. While out in the boonies, working off of GPS and maps and a compass, God began to speak to me, and I want to share some of that with you today. The title of this message is Navigating the Times. In preparing for this trip, one of the first things we did is we looked at a map together. From the beginning of the trip to the execution, I mean, we had so many maps of the area. We had satellite imagery maps. We had topographic maps, and not just one kind. We had the Forest Service ones. We had colored contours. We had trail maps, fire maps. We had paper maps printed out. We had digital maps on our phone. We had maps all over the place. Here's somebody else who wants to share about the map.
There's a song in Dora the Explorer that absolutely amazes me. And I wish I had been at the pitch meeting where it was approved. So did you get a chance to work on a song? Yeah. Well, I remember now. Yeah, we're working on one. Don't worry about it. Why don't you go ahead and sing it for us then? Yeah, okay. Sure, if you want that now. All right, here we go. I'm the map, 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 I'm the map! Okay. I like that twist at the end. It is the map.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny. Dora the Explorer. Why do we love maps so much? Simply, what do? They provide direction. Yep, we love maps. They provide direction. Well, at least they should. See, growing up, this is my growing up. I'm in the car. We're going on family vacations. Dad's driving. Mom's navigating. And me and my brother and my sister in the back seat pounding on each other. And, you know, as we're going, hey, he touched me. He touched me. She touched me. Anyways, so that's how we grew up. I don't know if anybody else grew up like that, but we did. Check this out. Y'all know what I'm holding here? A map, man. This is awesome. This is our navigation tool growing up. And this is what it was like. Dad's driving. Mom's navigating. She's a good navigator, but every once in a while it'd be like this. Honey, where are we? Knock it off. Do I need to go on that road? Where are we? Well, honey, you got the map. I know. I just passed that road. I know. How many more miles? Man, the tension in the car was intense. All I can say is praise God for GPS. But we do laugh about that as a family, which is fun. This is today's navigation, baby. Come on. Look at this. Oh, this is so exciting. I got to make sure my location is on. Here it is. Navigate to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Bam. It's navigating. Talk to me. She says we're going to be there in 22 hours and 6 minutes. That is so cool. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. That's about the same time I'm going to be done with this message. You got your snacks for your kids? All right. You know, by that time, there's going to be some truth and consequences right here. It's fun to look at some of those city names, like funny. That's a true city in New Mexico, y'all. All right. It's so convenient these days that we have access to real-time traffic. Come on. Accidents, road construction, weather, and alternate routes. Woo! Talk about sweet. I love technology, and I love the conveniences in our world. GPS is an amazing tool. Remember, though, anytime we use a tool, that tool is using us. This is an awesome tool, and if I wanted to rip up this carpet right here, just kidding. I saw your heart. I literally saw it from here. It was amazing. It went up and down. This is a powerful tool, but as I use this tool, what's happening? This tool is what? It's using me. It's very important for us to understand the tools of our times. Anytime that we use a tool, digitally or not, that tool is using us. This is using us. Do we know? Is a shovel bad? No. But we always need to ask the question, how is the tool that I'm using? How is that tool using me? It's interesting because for a map to work well, you need to know your location on it so you know where you would like to go. That is why GPS is so easy. GPS constantly knows your position, and because of this, it can figure out where you are at on a map, and with voice-controlled destination, can tell you the directions you need to go to get there. Come on, that is awesome. For the most part, our world has become expert navigators because of the tools we have at our hands. Okay, let's take this a little deeper. Every one of us moves in a set of directions every day. Why do we do what we do? What is it that we want to accomplish or be? We go to our jobs, our school, we live our daily routines. Everything we do moves us in a direction, whether we are aware of it or not. Similar to maps, from waking up to going to bed, each one of us has a day laid out before us, full of choices. Sometimes it doesn't feel like this because the tasks are already assigned or set up because of yesterday's choices. But of course, that is all tied to choices that we make that takes us into each day. What choices do we make? What directions do we go? We are searching for directions in life. Our world is searching for directions. Who doesn't want to know where your life is going? Some of us like to go with the flow out there and take life as it comes, but that too has a set of directions. Whether we are aware of it or not, our life runs off maps every day. Those maps lead us in directions toward destinations. And I'm praying we will become more aware of the maps we are using today. Please, Holy Spirit, teach us. Give us a lens to see this. So what do these maps look like? Something very interesting is when you ask the world for directions toward a destination, the world is quick to provide you with a map that has a plan to get you to where you want or should go. Our world has maps and mapped out destinations on just about anything. All we need to do is ask. Okay, so what do we need? Our world has a map on, Identity. Oh, yes. Identity. Purpose in life. Oh, yeah. A reason for existence. Mm-hmm. Happiness. Oh, absolutely. Relationships. Yep. Pain. Oh, how to get out of pain. Yeah. How to be content. Uh-huh. Family, marriage, your worth, life, career, religion. We even have political maps. Uh-huh. Ah, yep. Safety, security, and on and on. I mean, come on. We can get a map with directions on anything. Just ask the question. Google it. Where do you need directions? You can find a map on it. Here's another way to look at maps. This is timelines. You know, we in each timeline that you put together, it's all going to look different. But there's pressure. There's interesting formats to these different timelines in our lives. As we have these different places that we want to achieve in life. A very interesting style of a map as well. Maps are incredible tools. But remember, if you're going to use a tool, you need to know how the tool is using you. And I'm not saying all these maps are bad. I'm not saying they're bad. But it is important that we know how to use them and how they are using us. I want to show you what happens in the process of getting out our maps and what this looks like. I have my many, many maps here. And where do I need directions? So I pull one out. The thing that's very convenient about maps is from the world is that they're going to tell you exactly where your location is on the map. So it says, you are here. Well, where is here? Oh, I as soon as we pull out this map, we agree with the location of us on this map. And the world says, you are here. You're less. You need more. Oh, you're this. You're that. See, you are here. If you agree with your location on a map you are on, you most likely will agree with the directions it sets as well. I'm going to say it again. If you agree with your location from the map you are on, you most likely will agree with its directions as well. So, this is my map. I feel pain. Oh, I do. I feel pain. Why? Because my life isn't adding up. It's not achieving much, or, you know, honestly, God ain't coming through for me. So I feel pain and I ask, hey, world, do you have a map on how to get out of pain for me? And the enemy hands me a map through the world's hands. And I go, oh, this is good. First, I find my location and I agree with my location. Yep, I'm in pain. And what does it say to do? Oh, you're in pain? Well, you need to travel north on, it's not your fault. Oh, yeah, it's not my fault. You better believe that. Yep. And then it says, oh, take left on this highway of complaint. Oh, I'll give you some complaint. Man, that is so true. And then you know what we do? We go, oh, complain, cast some blame up north. So we head north and we blame. You know, it is your fault I'm in this situation. You know, it is your fault that I'm here, right? It's your fault. Man, I like this map. Man, this is a good map, everybody. I like this map. So we keep traversing this map. It says, you're not alone. Oh, excuse me. It says, I am alone. And I go, yes, I am alone. Oh, I feel that I'm alone. And then it says, you know what? Take this right on tearing people down. Yeah, you know what? That mask makes your eyeballs look funny. Just saying, that's how we go. And then it goes, oh, you know, you need to get angry at other people. Yeah, I am angry. Or withdrawn. Yeah, I'm going to get withdrawn. Yeah, this is going to be good. Bury yourself in your games, in your pleasure, in your drink, in your, just get out of pain. Yeah. This is a map, people. And this is serious business. Man, we got maps on discontentment. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Discontentment. We got relationship maps that, oh, that's a great comparison. Oh, you ever do that? No. Yeah, I love this map. I've done that a lot in my life. Difficult people. Yeah, probably need two of those. I'm telling you, all you need to do is just ask. And these maps, they will flood your way. Because of the simple ease of navigation today, it's so much easier to just simply ask a question and get handed a plan with a detailed course on it with a destination picked. Most of us don't care about northeast, south, or west just so long as we like that the map has a direction has a direction we desire to go. I'm going to say it again. Most of us don't care about north, east, south, or west, just so long as we like that the map has a direction we desire to go. It knows my location. GPS will take me there. See, we've become incredibly reliant on the convenience of our technology. In a real world scenario, we don't even use a compass anymore. I mean, it's built into the GPS. Why spend time working a compass, developing an understanding of true north, magnetic declination, and triangulation, when all you have to do is push power on a GPS and it does all the work for you? Please understand, I'm not against the use of a GPS, but I hope you are understanding the spiritual takeaway I think we all need to seriously look at. We voice command the world for directions, and once that world has your location set, it will give you turn-by-turn answers. Are you aware of this in your life? Do we even double-check the accuracy of the world's GPS? If the route looks good starting out, why not trust it until its end? The direction takes me to the destination, and that is the destination I want. It's interesting because I think the enemy works really, really well here. He makes the map and the route seem very appealing, and as we set course, we like the results. However, slowly, the enemy starts to redirect us with his GPS. Without us even knowing, he changes the destination, and we never check it because, after all, it's GPS. It knows where I am supposed to go. This tactic has been recorded from the beginning of the Bible when the enemy gets Adam and Eve to follow his map. He convinced them that his destination was the best, and Adam and Eve bought into it. You know, they agreed with the "you are here" location. They were convinced when the enemy handed them his map that the "you are here" location told them they could be more. And well, we all know the story. And honestly, that's a sad day in our history. They gave in to the enemy's map. So what are you navigating? Sometimes we, as the people of God, this is interesting. We're working on a map and we're asking the Lord for directions. God, I need to get here and I'm struggling. Please help me get there. We ask the world to give us a map with a destination, and then we struggle getting to that destination. We cry out to God to intervene in order to help us get to the destination the world set. I'm going to say it again. We ask the world to give us a map with a destination. And then when we struggle getting to that destination, we cry out to God to intervene in order to help us get to the destination the world set. What if God has no intention of you using this map? You keep praying for his direction and you can't hear his voice because he is trying to show you a better way to navigate the situation. His voice is speaking a way, his way, but you won't listen because it doesn't, please hear me, it doesn't fit on your map. His voice doesn't fit on your map. Maybe the struggle is from him to get you off of that map. God is so good. He gives us much more than a map with directions, but rather a navigational tool that is much superior. Something that would last through all seasons of times. You know, maps change. Maps get old. It's hard to navigate old maps with the changing times. So what has God given us? A compass. This is an amazing navigational tool. Naturally, a compass works really well in conjunction with a map. However, this does not always translate in the spiritual. Listen to this. God often does not need a map for his compass to work. But you can always use his compass to check the maps you are on. Let's say it again. God often does not need a map for his compass to work, but you can always use his compass to check the maps you are on. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 John 1:5-7. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, this is interesting. Oh, I've got a great relationship with Jesus. That's cool. And walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. This is interesting. But if we walk in the light, so how do I even know I'm in darkness? I'd say it's the brothers and sisters in the faith, accountability, because it plays out right here. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So what is it? What is it? What is a spiritual compass? Is it the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is it Jesus? Yes. Is it the Bible? Yes. Is it the community of believers? Yes. Is it spiritual leaders and mentors? Yes. God uses all of these parts. He does, as a part of his spiritual compass in our lives. You know, on a compass, where does a highlighted arrow of a compass point? It points north. Thank you. Actually, it points magnetic north. But then you need to calculate for declination, and then it points to true north. But we're not going to get all complicated today. We're just going to keep it really simple. A compass points what? Yes, hallelujah. So here's an example. We got a map here. This is on our buck hunt. This is where we went. The location is undisclosed because that's what you do when you do scouting trips. You don't share your location. So this is camp. If you drop me right in the woods right there, and you tell me to get to camp, these woods are thick. How do I get there? It's very difficult to know your course and your bearing when you have no idea what direction is northeast, southwest. So I simply, what do? I take out my compass, I figure out which direction is north. Tells me, oh, can you put that back up? Thank you. Tells me north on a map almost always points to the top of the map, right? So you pull out a map, north is always up here. Most of the time, you need to find this little guy that'll tell you. And to tell me to get to the camp, I need to go northeast, right? Exactly. I was just checking to see if y'all are paying attention. I appreciate that. Northwest. See, that's a community of believers, man. They put you in check. Woo! A spiritual compass always points to true north. It does not fail. As followers of Jesus, God is our true north. Even as we read the Bible, we see it as a collection of stories of people who used a compass that pointed them towards true north. Man, the prophetic word is crazy. You guys are crazy. As we read about this, it's good crazy. As we read about the steps these people took with a compass, rarely do these people see the whole map they are navigating. Most often, all that is given is true north. Noah didn't see the map building the ark. He may have sought a set of plans, but he had no idea the reason for the ark. He didn't know what rains were. Abraham had no idea where he was headed. God just said, go. Moses should have never, he would have never started if God gave him the map. Joseph's story is crazy painful. His brother sold him into slavery, falsely imprisoned, yet he followed true north. Daniel defied the law of the land when he prayed in public. He followed true north. And on, the Bible is full of these stories of people following true north. When you're navigating with a compass, you are constantly looking at the compass. The compass needs to be close to you. You need to use it. The times we are living in, they're no surprise to God. But we need spiritual vision to see the maps we are navigating and if they even have a true north. We need to daily navigate these times. And again, I believe that some of us are confused. We're confused at the times. And I think our confusion is because we have picked out maps for ourselves and want God to be on them. See, COVID-19 has been interesting on the maps we use in life. It has shown up in the middle of the roads on our maps, and some of us just don't like that it has blocked our directions. And I think it's important for us to ask some questions with the maps that we use. What maps, here's some questions, what maps am I looking at? Who made this map? What is my location on this map? Who determines my location on this map? Where is this map taking me? What's the destination? Where is true north on this map? See, maybe that's the deception of the map we're on. There isn't a true north. God does have a map. And I believe COVID-19 is on it. It didn't just pop up unexpectedly. And I believe you and I are also on it. And now is our time to make sure that we are following true north. There's a lot of stuff coming, I believe, beyond COVID-19, that if you and I aren't daily navigating the times by looking at our compass and adjusting our course appropriately, we might very well see true north as a falsehood. We begin to see true north as foolish. We begin to see true north as a myth. 2 Timothy 4, 2-5 says, "Preach the word of God. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently," come on, "patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires," come on, "their own desires, and will look for teachers," they're going to find them, "who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord." Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. Remember before I mentioned that the conveniences of the maps from the world is they tell me where I am on the map. God is more concerned with me knowing where he is. True north is not always the easy path to take. Coursing true north will have mountains. It's going to have valleys, jungles, deserts. All of this I need to traverse. But it will also have his presence. Amen. Pastor Phil, man. Amen. No, it's not easy going true north. It's guaranteed his presence. With every step we take with our compass pointed true north, it is towards God, it is with God, and it is for God. This is the mystery of using the compass. Psalm 37:23, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Psalm 23:1-6, think about this in navigating with a compass. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff, they protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. You see, when you know you're headed in the right direction, you no longer have to fear what lies ahead. People all around us are lost. We've communicated some of that lostness to people. They are desperately trying to find answers. I believe God has placed us in this time in order to show people how to navigate the times. Amen. Come on, people. Amen. I think it is time to give God our plans. I think it's time to give God our maps and surrender our course to Him. It is not enough to check in with Him weekly. Not in these times. Maybe that worked back then. But you know what? We're in a different time now. We need to navigate and daily, daily check in with Him. Daily. The old ways don't work. The old maps don't work. We're not in this alone. We are the people of God. Come on. Amen. The strength of pursuing true north together is unlike anything the world can offer. We have seen some dark things take place recently. Do you know what happens when the people of God, what do the people of God do in these times? They navigate true north. Pastor Phil, you said that healing in our nation happens through repentance and forgiveness. Man, those two words are so powerful, people. Forgiveness and repentance. I tell you what, as I read the word and I hold my compass, I find myself coursing that same direction. I thank God for my pastors and I thank God for this church. You know, thanks. I thank God for the global church as well. I thank God for these times. They are unlike any other time in history. And that means we are in uncharted territories. And I don't like everything that's going on, no. And I can't find a map on it. But I do have a way to navigate. Repentance and forgiveness. I want to ask this. Do you need somebody? Do you have somebody you need to forgive? This is really interesting. Repentance and forgiveness. The enemy can do amazing things as we start navigating these maps. There's somebody in your life that you have a really hard time forgiving. I suggest you get with another person of God who's maybe more mature with you than you and talk. Repentance and forgiveness. Repentance is going to take us right before the foot of Jesus Christ saying, I am so needy. Lord, I need your forgiveness. Pastor Phil, I so appreciate your words. They're not easy words. And can I just ask, if there's somebody you need to forgive, would you please do it? Because if we get on the enemy's maps, these are not the times to navigate that direction with unforgiveness. This Thanksgiving, you know, all of our plans and directions, they've been shaken up. Well, don't see that as a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Grab your compass. Look to true north and start taking the steps. As the psalmist says, He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. And that's what it's all about. Every step we take, it's not for us. It's for Him. Amen.
Excellent. Thank you, brother.